Well, my next guests are Chicago power pop royalty. The band Frisbee jumped on the scene in the late 90s with an amazing record called The Subversive Sounds of Love. The Chicago Tribune's Greg Kot loved it. He called it the power pop record of the year. And critics everywhere were hailing the newest, latest band to put Chicago on the map. They opened for all sorts of huge acts like Big Star, Matthew Sweet, Cheap Trick. Quite a couple years, but you know the old rock saying? It's better to burn out than fade away. Since that big record, they put out one more in 2007, but that was it. This year marks the 20th anniversary of the band, and they are back together to do a show at Martyrs on the 28th with the Sunshine Boys in studio tonight, mic'd up and ready to perform. Liam Davis, Gerald Dowd, Steve Frisbee. Frisbee is here tonight on the download, and they are ready to perform. Here they are live with the track Shine. Take it away, guys.
On the floor, and my sky is a white gray eye looking down into what I was before. And you rule. My day is a too short cray.
In studio tonight, the band Frisbee. That's right. The song Shine, that was Liam Davis on vocals, Gerald Dowd, Steve Frisbee as well. Frisbee will be playing their 20th anniversary show at Martyrs on April 28th with the Sunshine Boys. Like I said, in studio, Liam Davis, Gerald Dowd, Steve Frisbee. Guys, great to see you. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. All right, so I'm amazed by your story. Your music is incredible. I've been listening to Subversive Sounds of Love all day long. A great record. I agree with Greg Kot. Power Pop Record of the Year, 1998, or whenever it came out, 2000. When people think of you guys and the band Frisbee, there's always a sort of like burnout, fade away kind of conversation. The fact that you guys came so, you were so bright on the scene with this record, and everyone just assumed you to be the next big band to come out of Chicago. And it, and not to say that it didn't happen, but the fact is that the next record wasn't for the next eight years later. What tell us the story of Frisbee.
I wish there were a cogent explanation for that. there were personnel things that happened, but really I think musically, two lead singers was weird probably for people. Mm-hmm. I mean, as far, there was certainly something happening for more than a few minutes, and we probably contributed somehow to screwing it up. We don't know, but it also, I don't know. It felt natural.
But here you are.
It's never like we sat down and looked at each other like, "Well, boy, that stopped," or "Boy, that didn't turn into anything." We were still going. We've never really stopped.
Yeah. Liam.
Yeah, I mean, I think that there was a lot of. I mean, we had some, there were some, like Steve said, there were some, you know, kind of personnel moving around and stuff like that. And we were, I mean, we kind of didn't know what we were doing.
Yeah, that didn't help.
That's the beauty of rock and roll, right? I mean, there's something to it. That's almost in everybody's story. That's the beauty of any band's story, that you don't know what you're doing.
You know, right. And as we say this, I'm realizing it felt good to be in that place. And we were aware that there was something going on, but it wasn't.
Yeah.
It didn't translate because it wasn't going to translate. There was whatever was going on wasn't what the rhetoric about it.
Yeah.
Actually, wasn't real.
You agree with that?
Well, I wasn't there at the beginning,
right?
So I kind of came in after that record came out and the all the hubbub around it and so great. It's still one of my all time favorite records. But yeah, I kind of came in as things were changing, like Liam said, the personnel.
Well, I mean, that was a big part of it, right? There was a lot of personnel changes. Your drummer went had issues that had him leave the band, and obviously was a big part of the songwriting. When you are band members, especially when you're a new band, and you have that kind of success right off the gate, and then you still have personnel issues, is it harder to get past that? Is it harder to make a change on the fly because it's all new to you guys, and you really haven't had an opportunity because, you know, the critics and others are saying, you got it, this is the format, to experiment, to risk, to try new things? You're almost in a square hole kind of situation.
It depends on who you are, because at one point I realized our Zach Cantor is who you're talking about, and Liam and Zach and I wrote stuff. We didn't necessarily write together, but there were three writers. At a certain point, Zach was just barfing out songs, and he was a huge part of what we were doing. He was kind of dictating what we were doing in a lot of ways, but we also loved each other. And when he was struggling, it never entered our minds to do what I think maybe a careerist-minded person would have done, which is cut bait and find a way to keep rolling. We loved each other, and so we tried to help. We just, you know, so it was never career first. And again, who knows what that would have done, but it never even crossed our minds.
The band Frisbee is in studio. Steve Frisbee, Gerald Dowd, Liam Davis are here. They just played track Shine. They got another song we're going to do before we break. But I have to say, I'm fascinated by the story because the music lives on. It is. I mean, it. I guess what it comes down to is kind of shifting the paradigm of what is a success story.
Yeah.
And to me, Frisbee is a band that when Pete puts it on the board that Frisbee's going to come in, I'm like, oh, awesome. You know, and I don't actually I don't think about every 3 months checking in on what Frisbee's doing. That's what fandom is like, right? And the fact that you could have told me, I could have read today that you guys had 15 albums and toured the world over, and I'd have been like, awesome, they're back. But just, you know, that's just how music is and rock and roll is. Frisbee in studio. They're playing at the Martyrs for their 20th anniversary show. They're playing with Sunshine Boys, who I love. Mm-hmm. Liam Davis, Gerald Dowd, Steve Frisbee in studio. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back, continue the conversation, and get some more music. Stay with us. Thanks, Rob. It's Download 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman in studio, the band Frisbee. The 20th anniversary of the band is this year, and they are doing a big show at Martyrs on April 28th. Martyrs up there on Lincoln Avenue with the Sunshine Boys. They were in the studio. I love those guys.
Yeah. Oh, they're the best.
Right?
The best.
So good. Frisbee here tonight. Liam Davis, Gerald Dowd, Steve Frisbee. They're going to play another song for us in just a second. We're talking about their career, which started with a debut album, Subversive Sounds of Love, where everyone was like, this is the next big thing. Followed it up with an album in 2007 or back in 2018. Do you find yourself now, I mean, when you think about the time that's elapsed between projects and all the things that have happened to the band, and it can be as simple as tensions in the band, it could be as simple as personnel changes, it also just be life. Right? That's exactly. A big part of it.
Yeah. Exactly. A lot of life.
Yeah, a lot of life. When you start getting ready and you're making new music and you're getting ready to sort of bring Frisbee back, do you have to take into account all those things that happened to you in the past? Do you have to make sure you account for life, families, all the other things that go the part and parcel with being your age and being in a rock band?
Do you mean in terms of what we're writing?
What you're writing, how you're going to perform it, touring, all the kind of stuff of Frisbee coming back.
Well, I think for me, it's this time around, it's a lot easier just because we're older and we understand that, you know, what matters and what doesn't. Mm-hmm. And so nobody's going to, for instance, forsake their family to make a power pop record. So, I just feel like, and it's just easier there's far less pressure than there is on young men.
Right. Do you guys, I mean, you feel the same way, Steve? I mean, just the idea of this iteration of Frisbee, which is not to say that, you know, this is mock five or whatever it might be.
I use that word a lot, though.
Yeah, but I mean, this idea of, do you feel differently about approaching the band in 2018 than you did in 1998?
Yeah, I used to push like crazy, and I spread anxiety all over everybody, and now it's
peanut butter.
It's one thing to say you trust people, and it's another thing to act like you trust them. And I hopefully, look away when I say this, I hopefully act like I trust them now, because it's, I don't know, it'd be silly not to at this point.
I mean, when you say trust, you trust business-wise, organizationally, personally, musically? What do you mean by trust in
a band? I guess I opened up a can of worms that's got nothing to do with what we're talking about.
Probably everything, yeah. all of the above.
It's
probably.
All, you know what it is? I guess where I should have said is just every single time I'm with them, I appreciate it. Like there's no, well, we gotta. Well, now we gotta. Which just each time is great. Each time we sit down and write, right. That's what got us back together. Not back together. What's given this latest iteration a kick is that the three of us just started getting together and writing, and we hadn't done that for quite a while. So now there's original music coming, and that's just a huge shot in the arm.
I'll give an anecdotal experience for myself and the group Schadenfreude that I'm in. It's our 20th anniversary as well. So we're getting together because we're going to do a show coming up in the fall. The conversation starts big. Oh, we should do this. We should do that. We should do that. And then you realize, like, someone who's in New York, someone's in LA, someone's in Canada. Right. Like, getting right. And now it's and we came to the realization. We said, this 20th anniversary isn't necessarily to be ambitious and try to do something we've never done before. It's about us in the way that let's celebrate us for 20 years. Meaning, come together, do the writing, hang out, and experience each other again. 20 years after the fact. Is that similar with Frisbee? Is that this idea that it's not necessarily about the ambition or setting out a course for what 20 years looks like, but just the idea, like Steve was talking about, of you guys being able to at least get to the foundation of getting together?
Yeah. Very much so.
We got together and just started writing. And then I think we realized, Steve realized, 20 years is next year or whatever. Mm-hmm. But we'd already been writing for a little while. And really, I mean, we've done so much musical stuff over those 20 years outside of Frisbee,
yeah, right.
Other Frisbee things together that I've been playing with these guys for, you know, yeah. a long time.
Years,
so,
right.
Yeah. So it never felt like it never ever feels like a coming back together event. It just feels like, oh yeah, well, now we're just writing some new stuff and we have a show coming up. And
go ahead.
I think for the people who have been with us from the beginning, you know, the a small but mighty crew of hardcore Frisbee fans. This show coming up, this anniversary show, that's very much a celebration and an inclusion and a, you know, let's all get together and just, you know, celebrate this thing that we've been sharing for all these years.
The band will be on stage with the Sunshine Boys at Martyrs for the 20th anniversary of Frisbee. Liam Davis, Gerald Dowd, Steve Frisbee in studio tonight. So you are working on new music, and you got a new track that you're going to perform for us now. What's it called?
Long Shot.
And what should we expect from this music? Is this going to be, is this a Subversive Sounds of Love 2? Like, talk about, like, is this, what separates the new music from what we know of Frisbee in the past?
Right. The really energizing thing about the writing we've been doing is there's no editing. Well, you know, yes and. You just, that's cool. Right. Mm-hmm. How about this?
Right.
No, I like that. How about this? And we just keep going. So there's no shell or form yet. It's just output.
All right, I like that. Mm-hmm. All right, well, and okay, so here's the new track. What's the name of the song again?
Long Shot.
Long Shot. Long Shot. Frisbee in studio tonight. They're going to jump up on the guitars, and what Gerald's doing once again with an awesome, with a newspaper, is made his name in that here in the studio. He's been with a couple different bands in here. Liam Davis, Gerald Dowd, Steve Frisbee in studio. They are Frisbee. They're going to be at Martyrs coming up on the 28th of April for their 20th anniversary show. Here they are, the track Long Shot. Take it away, guys.
Memory's just a rearview mirror, riding into the summer we left behind. Why is everything so much clearer when I'm trying to chase it from my mind? Say it like your baby wants you to be alright. Say it like your baby needs you to be alright. Say it like your baby wants you. Say it like your baby needs you. Say it like she only wants you to be alright. I just want to love songs on the radio. I just want to keep that feeling alive. I just want to live my life like a cameo. Get in, get out, your long shot's a waste of my time. I can see them inside the shadows on the road to a future I can't find. She's been calling them dreams, but I've had those. These read like a deal I never signed. Say it like your baby wants you to be alright. Say it like your baby needs you to be alright. Say it like your baby wants you. Say it like your baby needs you. You know your baby only wonders if you'd be alright. I just wanna love. I just want to keep that feeling alive. I just want to live my life like a cameo. Get in, get out, your long shot's a waste of my time. Thank you.
songs on the radio. I just wanna keep that feeling alive. I just wanna live my life like a cameo. Get in, get out, your long shot's a waste of mine. Get in.
Yeah, there we go. Live music from Frisbee here on The Download. That is Steve Frisbee, Gerald Dowd, and Liam Davis. Of course, Frisbee, the 20th anniversary of the band, they're going to be getting together with the Sunshine Boys at Martyrs on April 28th. You guys, awesome. Thanks so much for sharing new music. We're looking forward to the new music coming out. And good luck with the show at Martyrs on the 28th. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.